Thank you, Vicki. It's been a pleasure to work with you as well. And thank you for weaving those three themes so beautifully together into the scripture this morning and to the choir for their beautiful work. And I'm sorry I'm speaking with my back to you. So I'm reading my little reminders here at the top. Smile, breathe, and speak slowly. I'm very pleased to be here this morning to share with you the exciting news about our work. I'm representing our very vibrant committee, and I will introduce each member to you later in my remarks. I'm going to begin with a very brief summary of the history of the center, as I believe it will be helpful for framing our common understanding of our work. And I'm taking an Old Testament course right now, and revisiting and speaking of your history was part of the liturgy, and I think it's important for us to do that too. The current CFJA Implementation Committee is building on the work that had already been done by the congregation, the TSP board, and previous committee members. We all also acknowledge the rich heritage brought to the new congregation on amalgamation in 1980, of Trinity United Church and St. Paul's Avenue Road United Church, and the central part of the St. Paul's Center in our new identity. Just to review, the idea for a center for faith, justice, and the arts grew out of one of the core values of the TSP's 2003 five-year plan. We seek to be a community of faith that witnesses publicly as a Christian community and takes a stand on issues of social justice, locally and globally, and deepens our relationships with the arts community and the other faith communities and with our neighbors. An ad hoc committee was established to explore how to live out this vision, and based on its recommendations, a steering committee was established by the board in May 2005 with a mandate to facilitate exploration and consultation within the congregation and beyond around the concept of and possible models for a center for faith, justice, and the arts. The steering committee worked very hard to visit other church-related community centers, research governance models, review congregational priorities, write a statement of the vision and theology for the center, and incorporate all of this in a report to the board in October 2006. The steering committee was then disbanded, and this report was approved by the board and presented to the congregation. The congregation adopted the recommended purpose statement for the center, a place for the exercise of ministry and mission of Trinity St. Paul's United Church, Bathurst United Church, and other faith communities, a place for residents and performances of Tafel Music and Toronto Consort, and other arts organizations and groups, a place devoted to the pursuit of justice and peace in our world through the work of faith communities, arts organizations, and community groups. In 2007, after a hiatus as the congregation dealt with a change in pastoral staff, a needs assessment process, and a search process for new staff, a CFJA implementation committee was struck by the board with the mandate to put wheels under this concept of a center for faith, justice, and the arts. The congregation embraced the vision and the mission of the center in the words in the liturgy of a worship service, and I think we said some of those words again this morning. We embrace the vision of being a center for faith, justice, and the arts and seek to live it out. This brings us to our current committee. We are seeking to live it out. We feel privileged to carry out this work on behalf of the congregation. We appreciate this opportunity to share our progress and our thinking with you, and we look forward to hearing your thinking around our work and the CFJA after the service. At our 2010 TSP board retreat, Vicki invited us to use the metaphor of a threshold to reflect on our life and work in the congregation. It really resonated with me in terms of our work with the CFJA. We were on the threshold and filled with excitement and anxiety that comes with it. We had worked hard with Duncan's able facilitation to develop three possible scenarios for our future work. We presented these scenarios to the board and received direction and support to move ahead with scenario two, which was titled Partner Synergy inviting and supporting initiatives from partners within and beyond the building. I shared these scenarios with you last fall, and at this point, we could just begin to see what the future held for us. Today, we have taken several steps over the threshold and beyond, and the vision of what lies ahead is coming into focus for us now. It has so much potential to engage others in our journey. The congregation has identified its mission to those in the community adjacent to the church as hospitality, witness, and presence, and has embraced the vision of being the center. This vision seems very opportune at this point in our city. Funding to the arts is threatened. The gap between the rich and the poor is growing. This makes our mission even more important. Our current committee is mindful that God's mission is the work of the church. As Marilyn Legg says, mission is the church's agenda, its raison d'etre. I'd just like a couple of quotes from this book that I've been reading, Hope for the World, Mission in a Global Context, edited by Walter Brueggemann. The church, if it wants to keep in touch with the Creator, must provide a home for all that is and all who are creative, lest the church wither and drift into irrelevance. In an age in which intellectual pursuits are increasingly dismissed as irrelevant to authentic spirituality, it is essential that the church be a center for moral and theological discourse and for the search for wisdom in every area of life. I think that reiterates what TSP's core values have always been. We are also mindful that mission is a dialogue grounded in relationship, and as such must be informed by listening. Growing into this vision is a process. As a committee, we believe that we are building the road by walking it. I would say that our committee has spent the past year listening carefully to individuals and groups in the faith, justice, and arts communities in the city. In preparing for this presentation, I reviewed all the reports and minutes from the past in terms of CFJA, and I found the minutes of the February 6, 2009 CFJA committee meeting very helpful. Barbara Lloyd was chair of the committee at that time, and Nora McMurtry and Brad and Lance Wilford, David Follis, and Vicky were committee members. The minutes clearly laid out the purpose of the implementation committee. I keep saying that. You try it over and over again. It gets stuck in your mouth. To facilitate the vibrancy of the CFJA vision, and four strategies were outlined for pursuing this. And I'm just going to use those four strategies briefly to highlight what we've been doing and what some of our plans are. The first strategy is communicating the CFJA vision with the TSP congregation, the surrounding community, associated groups, and renters. Well, here I am communicating with you. I have spoken in other services and hope to have someone from the committee do it regularly. We've also had articles in the TSP Times, and there's one this month. Our mandate is to report to the board, and we do that through written reports and orally at meetings and retreats. Our publicity around our events has communicated our vision to the wider community. Part of our mission is to develop relationships with our neighbors, and communication is a two-way street, so everyone on our committee has heard from voices in our community about how much Trinity St. Paul's is valued as a center where arts and justice groups can meet. The board invited some community members to bring their perspective to our retreat in September. Every one of the speakers agreed that TSP holds a special place in the city and plays a special role. They identified TSP as embodying soul and spirit in the heart of our city. It was inspiring and confirming to hear from them. The second strategy outlined living out this mission is initiating activities and events that launch, draw attention to, and celebrate the CFJA vision. I don't want to brag, but I think we aced this one this year. We started in March with our play reading of David Craig's Tough Case. This was a wonderful event. We had a great turnout, and the place was very well received. It was an excellent reading, and the message fit right in with our social justice mandate. The event attracted many from the restorative justice groups and theater communities around our community. We plan to engage in future play readings, perhaps even as a series at some point. Building on the success of the past Eco Festivals, sponsored by TSP and the CFJA, we held our second annual Bike Blessing. We made connections with cycling groups across the city, and we got great press coverage. We even had our picture in the Annex Gleaner and in the Observer. I stood on the front steps of the church that afternoon, and the presence we had on the street and the vibe was wonderful. In October, we had our Songs of Peace and Protest event. What a fabulous evening. I know many of you were there. We had a great turnout, and as Hans said, we engaged a wider congregation. Each of the performers spoke of their connection to TSP and its importance to them. This was in many ways the epitome of what the center is and can be. On November 3rd, we are co-sponsoring an evening with Stephen Lewis and Michelle Landsberg. We know this evening will resonate with many in our community. We are planning many exciting events for the coming year, music events, future play readings, art exhibits, etc. The third strategy is developing relationships that help TSP live out its identity as the CFJA. This has also been a focus for us this year. Each person on the committee has taken on the role as a point person for specific events. This has enabled them to develop relationships with various faith, justice, and arts groups. I will introduce each person on the committee as I speak about their work and ask them to just stand briefly. Janet Mayers. Janet, who has a love for the theater and strong experience in felicitation, has made contacts with several theater groups in her role as point person for play readings. Is Brendan here? Brendan Howlett's knowledge, perspective, theater connections, and I can say this because he's not here, his youth, his youthful enthusiasm have been invaluable. One theater group has already used the center as a rehearsal space, and this has brought in some revenue. Patty Zuber? Thank you, Patty. She's recently joined our committee and bringing her wealth of experience and connections to the visual art community. She is in dialogue with Central Tech Art Program and with several other artists about displaying their work at the center. We're very excited about these possibilities. Mary Lou Follis and Brad, and Amber's up there somewhere. What can I say? Talk about connections and contacts and experience with the music community. How lucky can we be? Thank you. Ted Reeve. Ted has contacts in the ecological community and so much experience in various church-related organizations and is working on a possible evening with Don Tapscott here at the TSB Center. Vicky, you all know Vicky's ongoing work for the center this year has enabled her to reach out to many different communities, other faith groups, similar centers both in Toronto and in other cities, and neighborhood organizations. She also brings many years of work in social justice groups and in the arts to her work. Being able to allocate a day a week to the CFJA work has been key to this relationship building, and we thank the board and the congregation for supporting this. What an amazing committee. I don't know quite how I fit in here, but it's an amazing committee. We welcome any others from the congregation to join us. You don't have to be a full committee member. If you have a particular interest, you could approach the committee point person and volunteer to support just that particular aspect of our work. We know that this relationship building is key to the center's future. By making connections with other individuals and organizations and by bringing them together, we hope to be the catalyst for synergies that may develop. The center can truly be a space and a place where the sacred and the secular meet, and a portal for those who would like to be connected with TSP but may not be interested in being church members. The fourth and last strategy is coordinating an implementation of the CFJA vision with other groups, pastoral and building staff, circles and boards. This is an important aspect of our work and one that we are always looking to enhance. We've had Lynn Gendreville from Public Witness to our meetings, and we'll be sharing minutes with that circle. We've worked closely with Bob Fougere in property management, especially around producing the new brochure. We're meeting with Walter Whiteley and his group around governance issues next month. When staging events, we work closely with John and Jackie and other staff and appreciate the excellent support they've given us. That about sums it up. Thanks for your patience. Our committee is enthusiastic about the future of the center in our city, and on your behalf, we are dedicated to putting the wheels under the concept of the Center for Faith, Justice, and the Arts by continuing our work. As with most things in life, this is messy work. It can't be nailed down or put into a box. We don't fit too well on an organizational chart. And this can cause anxiety, certainly for me and for our committee and for all of us as a congregation. But this is always part of change and growth. That said, we are very excited about the potential the center has to be a place in the center of our city that stands as a steward for faith, justice, and the arts. I think we can still echo the words of the steering committee report in November 2006. We both are and are becoming such a center. Growing into being the center is a process, and we are well on the way. It's going to be a great journey for all of us. After the service, we invite you to engage in dialogue with members of the committee so we have the opportunity to listen to your perspective. We know you have much valuable input for us. Janet Mayers will facilitate this time for sharing and questions. We welcome written comments if you can't stay or if you feel more comfortable writing out your comments. And as Vicky said, for what they're worth, if you want this as a guide to understand our thinking, it's available printed in the Narthex. So after the service, please get your coffee and come and join us in the memorial room. Thank you very much.